This week on Windows, we're talking Skype bots and cutting costs for Quantum Break on PC, that is. We're giving you a glimpse into the future of personal computing with Windows Holographic, and we'll show you a whole new way to browse the web with Edge extensions. You're watching This Week on Windows. Fans of mixed reality, get ready because today's headlines are all about Windows Holographic. This week saw the announcement of a partnership between Microsoft and Intel to create PCs and head-mounted displays that will work seamlessly with Windows Holographic. The future of personal computing is looking bright. The collaboration enables Microsoft's hardware partners to build a broad range of devices for consumers and provides a single platform for developers to target. That means we can all look forward to more mixed reality devices coming soon. Now, Hollywood is also getting in on the mixed reality game. Microsoft HoloLens recently teamed up with Legendary Pictures to bring the characters of Warcraft to the mixed reality world. The technology that allowed film designers to see their creations come to life took center stage at the premiere of Warcraft, allowing fans to interact with characters like never before. This season, show your team pride with a Microsoft Surface Pro 4 Special Edition NFL type cover. Combining vivid team logos from all 32 NFL teams with the best Surface technology, this Special Edition type cover is for the super fan in all of us. The new type cover has been redesigned with optimal key spacing for fast and fluid typing, plus an enlarged trackpad for precision control and navigation. Now, on game day, fans at home can show their team support with the same device NFL coaches and players use on the sidelines. Now, let's find out what's new in the world of Windows 10 gaming. One word, Minecraft. Virtual reality. Okay, that was three words.
Let's start with some great news for Minecraft and virtual reality fans. So Minecraft Windows 10 Edition Beta now supports virtual reality with Oculus Rift. The team has worked hard to create a truly immersive VR Minecraft experience, including native support for keyboard and mouse, a variety of VR control options for the Xbox One controller, multi-sample anti-aliasing support for crisp visuals, and new render distance settings for incredible Minecraft vistas in VR. Plus, your VR settings are specific to your virtual reality experience, so you'll still retain your normal settings when loading your world outside of VR. You can also check out the brand new Quantum Break Timeless Collector's Edition, available now for just $39.99 in the Windows Store. Bend time and blur the lines between television and gameplay with this critically acclaimed action thriller.
Thanks, Kate. Whether you're looking to book travel, find concert tickets, or talk to Commander Spock, Skype's new Skype bots have what you're looking for, and then some. Skype bots are intelligent helpers that make it easier to get things done by communicating directly in your Skype chats. Looking to book a trip to Orlando in July? Ask Skyscanner bot in the Skype chat and see what it recommends in real time. Going to a concert? Check out what events are around you with the StubHub bot. And learning the Vulcan ways has never been easier with the Spock bot. And the deals just keep on coming. This time with some hot new summer jams. Check out Steven Tyler's newest album, We're All Somebody From Somewhere, in the Windows Store. Now through August 26, pick up this music legend's newest album for just 99 cents. Rock on. This week also marks the beginning of Gamescom, the European Gaming Expo, where new games and devices are shown to the world. First up, we've got the Lenovo IdeaCenter Y710 and the all-in-one Y910. Both are built with the PC gaming enthusiast squarely in mind. The Y10 comes out of the box with 4K and VR support. It's also the first PC to integrate Xbox Wireless directly into the system, allowing any Xbox One controller to connect natively. No wires, no wireless adapter necessary. And if you're a fan of LAN tournaments, you can take advantage of a conveniently integrated handle for easy transport. Also highlighted at Gamescom is the new Omen by HP. These beasts are meant to be upgraded and modified, so they include toolless access to the components, a cleverly hidden toolkit inside the case for components themselves, and an emphasis on clean cable management. Did you know that you can personalize your browsing experience using Microsoft Edge extensions? Extensions are web add-ons that can be used to customize your browser. Today, a selection of popular extensions like Adblock, Amazon Assistant, Evernote Web Clipper, the Pinterest Save button, Office Online, and more are available in the Windows Store. Begin by opening Microsoft Edge and clicking the Options menu, these three little dots. Scroll down and click Extensions, then Get Extensions from the store. From there, you can browse the collection of extensions from popular brands. Let's take a look at an extension like LastPass, the free password manager. Once you're logged into LastPass, simply go to a website whose credentials you've saved, and LastPass will recognize the site and allow you to enter the saved username and password quickly and securely, enabling you to save unique and secure passwords that LastPass tracks for every site, every time. And pro tip, for the most secure online experience, consider using unique passwords for every site, and with LastPass, you can. Check out all the extensions on the Windows Store. That's it for this week's episode. Remember to keep it right here each and every week for all things Windows. I'm Chaitanya, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.